Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of September, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 46 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a cool morning. Fall is upon us, and we are feeling the effects of the winter that is coming our way. And we're thrilled about it. We've loved snow for these 26 years we've been in Maine, and we're going to keep shouting the victory and looking forward to some big snowstorms this year and exciting to blow it. The snow and to plow the snow and to all that's involved. And it's a thrilling time when you have winter here in the New England states. Had a busy day yesterday, a great meeting last night with our sports committees for the state of Maine, some 10 schools that were represented. And my wife and I went and had a good time there. And also working on the cabinets yesterday. And today I'm headed off to teach the Bible class and to be involved in pouring our lives into these, I think there's 25, 26 of them, close to 30 young people, and we're looking forward to what God has in store for us as we are teaching the Word of God to them. And then tonight I'm going to be teaching the cadets at the Civil Air Patrol, and we have that's a great organization that is an auxiliary of the Air Force, and so doing some character development instruction tonight. And looking forward, to a wonderful, wonderful time. And all of the activities of the day, we give God the glory. In your Bible, I want you to look with me in the book of 2 Corinthians. I'm interested in the closing verse of this great book of the Bible. I just finished this morning our reading through 2 Corinthians, and I'm currently also reading the book of Ecclesiastes. And my heart is stirred as I read these precious truths that are found in the Word of God. But I want to look at the closing greeting and ask God that He would help all of us to live in such a way as to have these closing greetings and these departure statements with one another, that we might be sensitive in when we're sharing and discussing the great and grand and glorious truths of the Bible with individuals, that we might find these greetings or these closing statements to be part of our vocabulary. Listen to what he says here in 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. I want us to break this down and to think about what he was saying as he was giving these Corinthian believers a closing greeting. First of all, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. He realized that that's what they needed. They needed to experience the grace of God. And the grace here of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had just in this chapter sent some scathing statements to them about how they were dealing with the situation that was going on in the church, the ongoing situation of whether they would forgive one another or not, or whether they would forgive this one that had been guilty of this great sin. And he even had challenged them in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, to examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. He said, examine yourselves to see even if you're a reprobate. And he said, I trust and shall know that I'm not a reprobate. But he asked them to examine themselves to confirm that they were not reprobates. Strong statements that are given by the beloved Apostle Paul as he is closing out this book. And then he says to them in this last verse, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. He wanted them to understand that outside and apart from the grace of God, they would not be able to deal with this situation that they were experiencing. And we too find ourselves in similar situations. As we deal with sin in the local assemblies, as we deal with questionable practices, we need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to be with us. Second of all, he says, and the love of God. He's praying that the love of God would be with you all, he says. And we ask ourselves this question, are we filled with the love of God? Is our life characterized by the love of God? Do we experience that in our daily life? These are thought-provoking questions And we ask God to help us to deal with this in our life, the love of God. And he says here, and the love of God be with you all. Isn't it amazing when we begin to look into the life of our local assemblies and that sometimes our lives are not characterized by the great love of God? I'm praying that the love of God will be with every single one of us. And then he says here in this great passage of Scripture, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. If we can experience that in our life, oh my, hallelujah, glory to God. The communion of the Holy Ghost being with us each and every day. What a departure greeting that he has given, a concluding statement. The love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. May all of these three grand and great glorious truths be in our life. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific Tuesday, and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.